The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Making social media work for you? Are you using it to maximize your personal or company's visibility and revenue? How can you make social media work more effectively? Unlock the secrets of the social universe with your host, Kurt Wilhelm. If you or your organization want to enjoy all of the benefits of social networking, you'll want to take notes for the next hour. Now, here is the host of the social universe, Kurt Wilhelm.
Welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social media through the social universe, and in many cases, you learn the secrets of the universe itself. Today, we are going to be talking about professional networking. We haven't talked about that for a while from the standpoint of how to use your social media and your warm contacts to be able to get to where you want to go. So I'm going to begin talking about social media and how you structure yourself well inside of the social media and professional networking. And then we're going to move outward to talk about how you get great results and use some great examples of how professional networking works. And then we're actually going to bring a guest on today that has some great, great experiences from just this very day about how professional networking works. So I also want to say thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in. We couldn't do it without you. Appreciate you so, so much. And we also appreciate our advertisers because we couldn't do it without them as well. We want to thank Planet Beach for advertising with our show. And we want to recommend that you all go to get unlimited treatments at Planet Beach for a small nominal fee. You can get unlimited spa treatments. So that means that I can go get unlimited massages. I could sit there for about 8 hours a day getting massages if I would like. However, I do have other things to do with my life besides getting massages. and so I go in there and just absolutely love going into Planet Beach. So if you feel like you would like to get that kind of pampered treatment, the kind of pampered treatment that I didn't used to have and now do, and if you've noticed, I've become a very happy person. as a result of being pampered. So that's not the only thing in life, but it is definitely one of the staple things in my life that is when things get stressful, I go to Planet Beach. Also, Glendale Flowers, I recommend that you use them up there on 59th Avenue and Glendale, right in downtown Glendale with all those quaint, beautiful, renovated shops. Just a beautiful, beautiful place to be. And I would recommend going there and getting all your floral needs taken care of by Glendale Flowers. And finally, I want to thank the Compound Factor for being an advertiser on the show. Couldn't ask for a better sponsor of the show. They've been wonderful. They provide energy drinks and healthy energy drinks, which is very important. They also have a focus drink, and they have a recovery drink for those of you who are in the workout industry. And then they also have something that's very, very important for all of us, is something that improves our skin, both from the inside out. That is with the Compound Factor. So today I am going to be talking about professional networking and the use of the social media and professional networking, and how these things actually have come to become so powerful in my life from a professional networking standpoint. So I want to talk, first of all, to our youth, those who are utilizing the social media that might be young. And if you aren't as extremely youthful as you would like to be, and you actually do have youth in your life, please forward on the information or have them listen in or take notes on what I'm saying today, is that here's one of the first and foremost things that you have to understand about professional networking, is you have to have your eye on your future when you are building your current social media. So when I talk to youth, Let me give you an example of what I mean. I am talking about if you have a Facebook, keep in mind that when you are putting things up on Facebook, on Instagram, on Pinterest, on Vine, on wherever and whatever it is that you're posting up crazy pictures, Snapchat, yes, Snapchat. We're going to come back and talk about that in just a moment. You have to be extremely wise about what you're putting up there. You know, I wish all I had to talk about is that when you are 16 and you have your beer raised to the air, saluting the world when you're half drunk or maybe possibly all the way drunk, and you have those kind of pictures up on your Facebook page, and then you want to go and apply to work at a bank, and they go check your Facebook and they see you half or all the way drunk, half or all the way undressed. The thing is, are they going to want to hire you? Are they going to know that, you know, people are going to Google you too? I'm going to go off on a tangent here. I have to be careful. Google is really where you find people in the social media. And I'm not just talking about Google+, because Mark Zuckerberg is an absolute abject failure, and he did not create a Google type of algorithm to be able to find people on Facebook. So when you try to find someone on Facebook, be wise. Find them through Google. Don't find them on Facebook. Google them. You'll find them. Kind of interesting, isn't it? That Mark Zuckerberg was too stupid. Yes, I'm going to tell you, he's a stupid man. He was too stupid to actually become a great competitor to Google. I would have loved to have a great competitor to Google, and he could have been it. Now, how could I call such a very wealthy man stupid? He's not stupid because he didn't develop a great product. It's a great product, but he's stupid because he missed out on a great opportunity. It's called opportunity cost. So anyway, enough of my tangent. So coming back to what I'm saying here is that if you are young and you think you'll be young forever and that you can be fancy free and never have to have a job forever, think again. One day you're going to be applying for a job. So think about the types of things that you're posting on Facebook, the comments you're making on Facebook, the things that you're posting about yourself, about others. Think about how you're represented when somebody Googles you. And there's no hiding place. You think that you're cool, that nobody's going to find you on some obscure social media site? They're going to find you. They will find you. And now, by the way, Snapchat. How does Snapchat get up there on Google? If you are looking to professionally network and you think, oh, I'm putting all these secret pictures, I'm putting all these cool secret pictures to all my boyfriends and my girlfriends, and nobody's going to see me, and everybody gets to see the secret stuff, and it's destroyed. For 4 minutes later, it's gone. No, it's not. First of all, the guy that you're sending your pictures to is taking screenshots of it, and so then it sits there on his, and he can post that up anytime, anywhere, and tag you in any way he wants, on wherever he wants. Facebook does have some family-friendly guidelines. Guess who doesn't have family-friendly guidelines? Tumblr. Yeah, Tumblr. Never heard of Tumblr? Go look up Tumblr. All you have to do is type in Tumblr and say type in my girlfriend. See what you find out. There's all kinds of girlfriends' pictures that their ex-girlfriends when she was Snapchatting with them. Oh yeah, that's where you're going to find yourself. You might want to Google yourself on Tumblr and then go look into Tumblr and find yourself and all your Snapchat pictures in all your glory. Oh yeah, you're there. Figured out. Figured out that your future employer and your future networking partners are going to see you in all your wondrous glory. So is your father, so is your mother, so is your child you don't even have yet. It's going to Google you and see you in all your glory. So be wise about how you present yourself in the social media as far as creating great future networks are concerned. Because when somebody is going to mentor you, for example, one of my mentors was Matt Salmon. And he is, you know, in Congress. And he is one of our very, very powerful people in Arizona. And he was one of my mentors. What if I was Snapchatting and sending all kinds of nude pictures of myself all around and then Matt Salmon Googles the guy that he's about to mentor and finds out that I've, you know, got my rah-rah nude pictures at the ASU Undy Run and whatever else going on and I'm Snapchatting that stuff and Matt Salmon sees that? Do you think he's going to want to have me as one to mentor me? That's not going to happen, okay? So what I want you to understand about this in professional networking is be wise about what you put up there. All right, so now that we've talked to the young people and now that we have established that this is that networking is very, very important from the standpoint of pre-planning what your future is going to look like. Now I want to talk about some results. In this segment and the next, I'm going to talk about some results that have come to me as a result of professional networking. And there are things that are about to change my life like never before. And there have been some things that have massively changed my life. So here it is. I'm sure you're waiting with bated breath. In life, it's not just about being lucky, and it's not just about hard work. The quote goes, and I apologize, I can't tell you who gave this quote, is that luck is where hard work and opportunity meet. So if you want to be lucky and you don't work hard at it, then you're not going to get lucky because you're not working hard. So you've got to have both. You have to be in the right place at the right time, and you have to be able to be working hard. So that's what has happened to me in this last little bit. And I want to talk to you about something that is near and dear to me. It has to do with this talk show as well as my other talk show, Ageless Living. And essentially what it is an opportunity that has arisen for me, and anybody who wants to call me at some numbers that I'm about to give you and some contact information I'm about to give you, there's a new change that is taking place. It came originated in 2005. Ish, somewhere in that area. And about 10 years before that, they had the Human Genome Project. That Human Genome Project was essentially the mapping of human DNA. It was a public-private partnership between essentially the government and large pharmaceutical and medical companies. And what they did is essentially mapped the human DNA. What that has done... Some things I agree with, some things I don't agree with, but this is one that I agree with that is just hitting me in the face right now, is going to save all kinds of lives, and has saved all kinds of lives, and I'm so excited to tell you about it, and it came to my attention through professional networking. And once again, if I had been up there doing crazy stuff on my social media, making an absolute donkey out of myself on the social media, this opportunity would not have been presented to me. So here is this opportunity, and part of professional networking, yes, I know that my listeners don't always have a two-way interaction with me, but you are welcome to interact with me on the social media on YouTube, where we have recently been ranked in the top 25 in the world as far as social media content is concerned on on a YouTube channel. You can go there and interact with me there, make comments, that kind of thing. And thank you to all of you who have watched us there on YouTube. Go there, just type in the Social Universe, Kurt Wilhelm, and you will find all kinds of shows and material that you can access, including this show. It takes about a week after a show for us to be able to put it up there, and you can watch that. So I know I've built this up, and I haven't even told you what it is yet. And I've done it on purpose because I want you to stay with me as we go to break. So when we come back after break, I'm going to talk about this massive breakthrough in the medical industry that is going to change your life, your life of your loved ones, and potentially change your pocketbook in a very, very big way. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the host of The Social Universe here on World Talk Radio and Voice America. We'll be right back after the break.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social, be local, be found.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now, back to the program.
Welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social media through the social universe, in many cases, the secrets of the universe itself. We appreciate you all tuning back in after the break, and I'm sure you're waiting with bated breath to know what it was that I was leading up to. And for those of you who are just tuning in, we were talking about how to set the stage for your professional networking, because you never know when the opportunity is gonna, of a lifetime is going to hit you in the face. And so that means that you need to be wise about what you're putting up on Facebook. You need to be wise about what you're not putting up on Facebook. You need to be wise about making sure that you have set your image correct in the social media, because that's where people check out your character. It's better to not even have anything up there. So if you're sitting there thinking, oh no, I have a terrible social media. I have all kinds of crazy things I don't want my mom to see, I don't want my dad to see, I don't want my kids to see, and I definitely don't want an employer to see. There's a really nice function in Facebook called deactivation. Now, unless you think that that's gone forever, it's not. Somebody could hack your account, go in and wake it back up, and then it would be there in all its glory again. But for the most part, they're not going to do that. Just know that whatever you put in the social media is there for absolutely ever. It doesn't go away. Neither does Snapchat. So if all those people who think they're being cool by hiding behind Snapchat, by the way, it goes through about, well, just say this, potentially hundreds of thousands of servers, most of which are controlled by pornographers, might I mention. And so it might delete on your cell phone end, it might delete on his cell phone end, and it might delete on the server that Snapchat uses. But they cannot possibly delete it off all of the hundreds of thousands of servers that are out there, and the entire Google system, the entire internet system, was built on the backs of the pornography industry. Most of those servers out there are porn servers, because 95% of all the money and 95% of all the traffic until recently has been pornography. So who do you think owns those servers? So if you're putting things that are not, that you wouldn't want your mom, your dad, or your brothers and sisters, or your future kids to see, you're putting that on Snapchat, just know it's being filed. And you do not be surprised if you find yourself up there on Tumblr, wherever it is, okay? So that's the summary of last segment. What we're talking about on this segment is that you want to have a good image so that when an opportunity hits you in the face, that it will hit you in the face, head on, where you are ready to take that opportunity head on. And that's what's happened to me in the last little bit. An opportunity got presented to me, and I am burning so much about this in a positive way that I had to share it today. And I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it, but I am going to give you a brief overview of what's so amazing. For one of the first times in the history of my interaction with the government, I like something the government's doing. Medicare, in particular, has not always made the right decisions. And I'm, you know, obviously a critic of the government in many, many ways, as I'm a critic of Mark Zuckerberg, as many of you hear. It's just that it's not that I'm a perfectionist. I just think that there's gaping holes of where we could do better. We could do so much better. And I feel like in government, there's so many things that we could do so much better. For example, we got rid of slavery in the 1860s. I'm so happy about that. But we replaced it with something that was more grotesque than what we got rid of. Today, there are more slaves than there have been at any other time in the world. And they're systematic slaves. And they're mostly women. And our government, because they're mostly women, they could care less. The National Organization of Women, because they're women, could care less. Women don't care about themselves any more than men care about themselves. Why? Well, that's not the case. The organizations that claim to support women's rights completely, completely fail because they're being bought out by the National Organization of Chauvinists. And I say that tongue in cheek. So all that aside, there's some gaping holes in our government. Why is it that we're not addressing the women's slaves? Why are we not addressing that? Why do we say that's okay? So obviously there's gaping holes out there. But this opportunity that came to me is so amazing and I had to share it. Medicare has made a decision. It's going into place in about a week. They are going to cover a test that's been around for about 10 years that is a result of the Human Genome Project, where they mapped out the DNA. And as a result of mapping out the DNA, one of my big heroes, the Mayo Clinic, and no organization is perfect, and once in a while you'll even hear me criticize the Mayo Clinic, okay? It's what I do. We're in the radio. We talk about things that should be different. But for the most part, I don't criticize the Mayo Clinic. The Mayo Clinic's got its act together. And the Mayo Clinic for the last 10 years has been doing a test that's as a standard of care, where if somebody comes in to be a patient, they tell them, look, in order to be a patient with us, you need to do a cheek swab test. Do this test, and then we'll be able to give you personalized medicinal care. We will be able to know which pharmaceutical drugs to prescribe, which ones not to prescribe, which ones are going to hurt you, which ones are not going to hurt you, which ones are going to do no good at all besides just hurt your liver because you're having to process something that you don't need. And it will also allow a doctor to be able to look at a couple of alternatives to a drug that might either hurt you or not process well in your system and give you a drug that will process well according to your DNA. Every human being's DNA is different. Now, there's a lot of commonalities in the DNA, but here's the problem. The problem is that because there are so many similarities in the way that our bodies interact with pharmaceutical drugs, there may be a million people who do just fine with one particular drug. But on the million and first person, it knocks them dead. Why? Because of the way the DNA processes, it interacts with the pharmaceutical drug and processes that drug. That's why. So if you happen to be that million and first person, you could die. Or you could go to the hospital and recover. I'll give you an example of a young woman who I talked to in person the week before last. She told me that her mother, when she was young, got early onset arthritis. And the doctor gave her mother the same prescription drug that he'd given a lot of people that worked well. And she went home and took that drug. It knocked both of her lungs out. They raced her to the hospital. And there was a lot of damage, as you can imagine, not being able to breathe. There's a lot of damage. They got one of her lungs working well. 20 years later now, this young woman is in her 20s. 20 years later, her mother's left lung is still not working. So she is a caretaker for her mother and has been for many, many, many years of her life. Do you think Medicare cares about that? Absolutely not. Do they care if the mother had died in the emergency room? Nope, they would have preferred it. However, what they didn't like is that they had to pay for her to recover. It could have been, I don't know the exact statistics, but my guess to be able to have somebody recover from something like that, you're talking anywhere from $300,000 to $800,000 to be able to get that right lung working. So that's where Medicare feels the pain. They don't want to pay that. If they didn't have to pay it, they wouldn't want to pay it. And so there's a couple ways to not pay it. One is they die. Two is that they prevent it from happening. And Medicare, I'm so proud of them. In a week from today, approximately a week from today, they are going to begin covering this DNA test that will allow the reduction of adverse drug reactions. So it's going to do two things. It's going to reduce the amount of adverse drug reactions that cause death. Because while we've been on this show, it's been 25 minutes. Doctors have killed, and pharmaceuticals in combination with the doctors, have killed five people since we began the show. They died. So the reason they died is because their pharmaceutical drugs interacted badly with their DNA. Now, also, approximately every 30 seconds, somebody was sent to the hospital as well, and is recovering from this, and they're not going to die. That's what Medicare doesn't want. They would rather them die. Instead, they would, what they don't want to do is have to pay for them to recover. So Medicare now has a way, and I'm so proud of them, for making a great decision to begin to cover this test. They're going to cover it 100%. They're going to cover it with no deductible and no copay. So what I absolutely love about this decision is that everybody wins. Everybody wins. The patient gets more personalized health care. The patient doesn't have the adverse drug reactions, whether it's because they get to live a longer life because they don't get killed by an adverse drug reaction, or because that patient has the opportunity to not have to have the lack of a lung. Okay? So
he was living 30 minutes before.
So it's kind of interesting that we have an opportunity for us to spread the word that you can save your loved ones, that you can save those that you truly care about, and that's what I'm going to recommend. I would like you, if you'd like to find out more information about how to get this test, call 480-296-1776, 480-296-1776, and ask for me, and I will help you understand how it is. There's some letters that we can give you that explain to your doctor or your loved one's doctor how it is that they can order this test, and you literally could end up saving your loved one. A couple of statistics that go along with this. The average Medicare patient has 8.5 prescription drugs that they're taking. In order for it to be average, there's a huge proportion of the Medicare patients who have over 16 prescription drugs. Anybody you know who may be a little bit older or, you know, has a big medicine cabinet full of drugs, if they have over 16 different drugs that they're taking, they have a 96% chance of having an adverse drug reaction. That means they could either get killed or they could do, you know, they could lose a lung, they could lose a lot of functionality in their life, end up being in the hospital, nearly dying, and who knows what the recovery is going to be like, whether it's death or whether it's losing a lung or whatever it might be. So if you care about your loved ones, call 480-296-1776 and have them learn, and you can learn how they can order this test. So now, if you yourself are interested in becoming a representative to be able to help others learn about this lab test, to join the cause and be a representative of this medical lab, you are welcome also to call 480-296-1776, 480-296-1776. And what that will do for you is give you the ability to be able to save lives, to save many people from being use the term loosely, maimed, okay? Maiming normally has to do with limbs, but I'm talking about, you know, having major physical harm come to a person as a result of these pharmaceutical drugs. So now, does that mean that somebody who's taking 16 prescription drugs is no longer going to be taking those drugs? No. It just means that they're going to be taking 16 prescription drugs that interact well together, that are not going to hurt their DNA. I mean, that aren't going to interact badly with their DNA. So this is not a matter of us stopping pharmaceutical drugs from doing what they're doing. quite the contrary. We just want them to do the best job that they can. So this is not a conspiracy theory against all drug companies and against the medical industry who I, you know, quote, am saying with killing people. No, they are doing the best they can prior to this test. But now that the test has arrived, if a doctor doesn't do this, they need to remember what it's like to have no eyesight, close their eyes, and then open their eyes and realize eyesight is so much better than no eyesight. Being able to have this test is like having eyesight. Not having this test is like having no eyesight. Which one would you rather have? A doctor that has administered this test, who has his open eyes, his or her open eyes, and knows what he can prescribe for you? Or would you rather have a doctor who closes his eyes and you know, throws the dice and hopes you come back alive on your next visit? So that's all I had to say there. And this opportunity is, I mean, just to save lives, it's amazing. But those of you who want to call that number and learn how this can make you money, it can make you tons and tons and tons of money. You can save lives. At the same time, you're helping a great cause make a lot of money. So I'm going to end this segment. Thank you so much for learning about this opportunity, like I have learned about this opportunity. And I look forward to hearing all of you from all of you at 480-296-1776. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Social Universe here on World Talk Radio and Voice America. We'll be right back after the break, where we're going to talk more about professional networking and how it is that I came across this opportunity. We're not going to talk about this opportunity anymore. We're going to talk about how I found out about it and how other people can use professional networking to find out about watershed opportunities that they have to be ready for, that they, when they get vetted, that people will actually want to work with them and not say, oh my goodness, we have to think twice. Again, thanks for tuning in. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the host of The Social Universe here on Voice America. We'll be right back after the break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social, be local, be found.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now, back to the program.
Welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social media through the social universe, and in many cases, the secrets of the universe itself. For those of you who are just tuning in, we talked a lot about how to prepare for professional networking, both by the types of things that you should put into the social media so that you have a good image, the right type of image in the social media for professional networking, where you can attract good networking partners with you and good future employers for that matter. And we also talked about the types of things that you shouldn't put up there so that you don't detract and drive away good professional networkers and professional employers for the future. So today we are bringing on somebody who is definitely skilled in her craft of professional networking. Her name is Angel Marie Monticelli, and I wanted to welcome her to the show.
Thank you, Kurt. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. We're excited to have you. There's quite a story about how Angel ended up on the show. One of the things that we didn't really talk about in our last segments, and I wanted to wait until we brought Angel on, if you could tell us, well, I'm just going to set the stage. I'm going to let you tell part of your story, is that you need to pay close attention to the intuition that's inside of you about where you should be in professional networking. You know a lot more than you think you do. I'm going to give a little plug for a place that's good to professionally network. It's called PSI. It's a professional development group, okay, and there's many, many different classes that you can take. But I went to the basic seminar over the weekend, and I had a great, great experience there. But one of the things they did is they had you channel, and I've never channeled before. It was very, very weird. So anyway, they said, okay, what my partner did is he gave me the name, age and location of someone he knew, and then he said there's an element, a couple of elements maybe that, you know, so in other words, I just want you to go through and diagnose as if you were a child. In other words, you're not a doctor, you're just saying if you were
living 25 minutes before.
What's going on? So so what this allowed us to do was to just relax and think of ourselves as children. And for those of you hearing noise in the background, I'm literally going to take the battery out of my cell phone. It's talking to me too much, even though the sound is turned down.
It's the energy.
Yeah, the energy is, it's wanting to get involved in the conversation too. So anyway, I'm spending way too long on this story, but basically, I went through and just without having anything else besides those three pieces of information, image came to my mind of what this person was. I explained what he looked like, and then we went through each of the different systems in the body, whether it's digestive, the endocrine system, the eyesight, you know, all the different senses, whatnot, trying to diagnose what might be wrong with this particular person. And when I was done, and I thought, this is absolutely an exercise, I'm going to fail, I don't have this kind of intuition. When I was done, the guy was shocked. He was a little bit white, and he said, "You explained this guy who lives in Minnesota, who I've never met before, exactly to a T. That he was overweight, that he was balding, that he wore glasses, that he had problems with his organs, that you know which organs he had problems with." And I was just thinking, I was so foolish for saying these things, but I channeled this guy. It was very, very weird. So actually, 3 days ago, I may not have been so open to this idea of being open, but I'm very, very open right now, and I wanted to just let Angel tell you about her experience this morning and how she set the stage for coming on the show today.
That's fabulous. And what happened is I met DJ a couple days ago, and he said he was going to meet with you, Kurt, and that maybe we needed to all meet. But a week ago, I had this feeling that I was going to be on the radio show, some radio show. It was intuitive. It was a dream. And then this morning, when he said that, and I really didn't know what you did exactly, and I was told to go. And you can get voice messages, or you can just have the intuition. Because I'm an empath, that means I feel. I just felt really like I'm going to meet him. I'm going to go and meet DJ and meet Kurt. And I have no idea what I'm doing, but I cleared my whole schedule, not knowing that I was going to be coming all the way here and doing this. But I intuitively, psychically, however you want to put it, I knew and I listened and went with my feelings. And it felt good, and that's what we all want, and that's something that I teach is if it feels good, And you're not hurting anyone, obviously. But mm-hmm. does it feel right? Does it feel good? How does it feel? And yeah. we've lost that. We've really have. And that's what you did. You felt totally comfortable and safe to say whatever came through because it didn't matter to you. You mm-hmm. had nothing to lose.
Right. You bet. I wasn't diagnosing a real person for a real outcome. And so it just happened. So it's an illustrative story about how much we have inside of us that we don't really know. So what that means is pay attention to your gut feeling. If you're trying to decide whether to go to one networking event or another, if you feel good about one, go to that one and not to the other one, because you may have a contact there that could change your life when you professionally network. And Angel's done a good job with that. So Angel was able to, through meeting with DJ, he introduced her to DJ is our videographer and who films the show and has made our YouTube show great. So DJ had that opportunity to introduce her to somebody who took away some pain that's been with her chronically for quite a while.
Yes, because I got to meet the doctor.
Yeah, he was a doctor, and literally within 5 minutes, he had taken away pain that was chronically with her for a long, long time. And also, during that time, we were supposed to actually be covering some competitive fitness event material from PT by Joe. And the person who was supposed to come on the show canceled, and I made the offer to anybody who wants to come on the show, and I invited Angel to come on the show. Who knew? I mean, we had our radio show planned today to become something completely different, and that person got sick, bowed out. Angel came on the show, and in so doing, Angel was able to meet an opportunity that perfectly fits her, because she, for those of you who are listening to the previous segment, literally that opportunity having to do with Medicare and medical labs can make her millions of dollars. It turns out that she's worked with hospitals for many years, and she has contacts in hundreds of hospitals, and that is going to turn into dollars for her. Now, does that mean that that is the perfect opportunity for everybody out there? Maybe, maybe not. And I would venture to say that if you're looking for an opportunity, that's a great opportunity. But in particular for Angel, because she listened to her intuition, she arrived right on the doorstep of something that normally would have cost her $1,500 to come on her show, and she got that for free, and she also got some doctor's care for free, the things that other doctors haven't been able to get rid of for her. And on top, yeah, I mean, her arms, yeah, raise your arm up.
My arm is feeling so much better, and yeah. It's just these patches, and I get to learn a whole new concept, mm-hmm. and that's so wonderful, networking.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
But I did, intuitively.
And it cost her nothing but just listening to her heart.
Yes.
So, you know, it's something that's absolutely amazing. So that's the message that we wanted to portray in this segment, is that Angel is a consummate networker, somebody who knows how to listen, and she has taught me about listening, and I was open because I went out and did some other networking that got me open to be open to what she was talking about today. So, I mean, I a week ago I would have been probably not believing anything she was saying. Today I understand that's exactly what we should all be doing, is thinking about what our futures could be like if we would listen to what our intuition is telling us. Some people call that intuition the universe. Some people call it God. Some people call it their own intuition. But whatever it is, listen to it. Make sure you pay attention to it.
Because it's your gut feeling.
It is your gut feeling.
And it's your heart talking. Absolutely. Come from here instead of here.
You bet. Now, there's a reason why Angel is so good at that, and that's because she works with light. So tell us about how a worker of light, what do they call that industry?
Lightworkers is
light
what
workers.
They call it.
Mm-hmm.
And lightworkers work with the community. They're in service. They care about not only their self and their health, but what happens to generations and generations. And it's a person that works with energy usually.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many different modalities. I particularly like Reiki. Dr. Oz has talked many, many about Reiki, and that's what I do, is Reiki, and then also Oprah and also Dr. Phil. There's many different kinds of energy, but understanding that we are just a frequency. We are just an energy. And that's why I say shine. And that's why it's Angel Marie Shines is my business, because bringing your frequency up. And that's what you did when you were talking and channeling, as you called it.
Mm-hmm.
or connecting, as I like to call it.
I'm okay with connecting. Channeling, I don't know if it has, if it has a connotation. You know,
that kind of does.
I just used a random word. I didn't mean it to have connotation. It was just something that I was amazed
right
at.
There.
Yeah,
it was absolutely. But what you did was, is you raised your energy. Mm-hmm. You connected to your higher self, your God, however you want to put it. Mm-hmm. And what happened is you got information because you subconsciously went, I don't care. I can feel it. I can hear it. Gut-wise, intuitively. I mean, you didn't hear voices.
Right. No.
And most people don't. I don't hear voices. It's a gut feeling. It's a knowing. And you just go with it. Mm-hmm. But that's why I call it the shine. And I like to shine my light. Because once you're in the same energy field, because we're really close, so we're really in each other's energy field, like becomes like. You start to move up.
Absolutely.
You start to adjust. In the coaching and the light worker that I do, in the speaking, it's engaging everyone, engaging them in, because everybody wants to feel good.
Yeah.
They do. They all want to laugh. People want to have fun.
They
do.
So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about how it is that Angel is able to help others learn to laugh, how she's able to lead, how she is a public speaker. She has an entire business surrounding this, and also how she's able to incorporate some of the things we've been talking about, where she practices Reiki and that kind of thing. But in a corporate environment, all it means is she can clear out clear the energy and make it a positive energy. How many of you would love to have a work environment where all that negative energy, all those inter-office politics go away? So when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about exactly that, how you can get a good vibe, a good energy in your office and be productive rather than unproductive. And all of you who are bosses, be taking notes. So we'll be right back after the break. This is Kurt Wilhelm here on The Social Universe, joined by Angel Marie from Get Your Shine On. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social, be local, be found.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now, back to the program.
Welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social media through the social universe, and in many cases, the secrets of the universe itself. Today we're talking about how you can get good energy in your life, in your business, in your corporation, and to be able to unlock that gridlock. We all know what that gridlock is in our office environment. We all know when people who have been working together pretty well, all of a sudden it turns, and people turn on each other, they start hurting each other's feelings, the energy starts going bad, the teamwork isn't there, and now all of a sudden what used to be a positive swing is a downward swing. And if anybody who is in an office environment or a management environment, they know what that means. The absolute value of what used to be make it very simple, a positive 5 going down to a negative 5, that's a swing of a 10, okay? So, you don't want to have that going too long inside of your office. So I'm going to give you a suggestion that all of you who don't want that kind of an environment, you do want to have a great office environment where it's teamwork, people working together, there's good energy inside of the office, and people are upbeat. I want to recommend Angel Marie Monticelli. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So now, if somebody in that very brief endorsement, because I do endorse Angel Marie here, if they want to get a hold of you and find out how you can help them, tell us some of your contact information.
Angel Marie shines, and I love that. Shines. You want your corporation, you want to inside yourself shine. AngelMarieShines.com, 623-334-3393. And to shine on your business and have more productivity, that's what I help with. But then also internally. So there's many different places I can go, to a women's event, to a nonprofit, kicking them off, helping them to raise the energy and feel better.
I'm going to give you an example. When we had the Ice Bucket Challenge, how much positive energy was there around the whole world,
It was crazy. I did that one, too.
Yeah, and absolutely. Isn't it great? So, that was one of – that'll go down in history as one of the very best social media tools, marketing events. Why? Because it was all about positive energy. I know it felt like it wasn't, because it was all about ice and being cold, but it was the best positive energy I've seen running through the social media for a long, long time. So my hat's off to them, and that's the type of thing that Angel can bring to your organization, whether it's through public speaking, if you're a nonprofit and you're doing fundraising and you want to be able to have that positive atmosphere. How do they capture that? I guarantee you that ALS had a great office environment, had some great marketing people who worked together in a very fun way to be able to come up with that crazy, wonderful idea.
And that's the whole thing. It's they did it in a fun way. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do, is help to improve that employee to a nonprofit, wherever it is, to a small group of people, to a big group.
Yes.
And improve their fun. Because when we're having fun, we have better productivity. Mm-hmm. We also have less burnout.
Correct.
We also have these tools and techniques they can take back to their desks, even if it's a small corporation, a small little group, even networking. And what they do is they feel different, and we all want to feel different. So I create that tangible action that helps them to move forward with fun and joy.
Fun.
And that what happens is it raises the energy, so you start to shine. And that's why I say shine on.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps them and the corporation, everything.
Yeah, it's amazing what can happen when you get that good energy there. And that good energy comes from public speaking, but also through the work that she does. If you pull her further from just a public speaking engagement to working with teamwork inside of your office. So again, in order to reach Angel, you can call 623-334-3393. 623-334-3393, or you can go to angelmarieshines.com. And now, when you do work with a corporate environment, you do the speaking engagement, what kinds of things do you work with them to be able to get good energy inside of the office atmosphere, whether it be a city government, whether it be a nonprofit, or whether it be a normal standard corporation that's out there to make some big bucks?
What I do is I really ignite with some interactive activities to really engage the audience. That's what they want. And when they walk away, they feel different, but they also have these tangible things to walk away with that they're going to do. They usually always do the shine on, so they understand how to bring their energy up with little tips. And I challenge them. And the challenge still from Midwest University, I'm still hearing that they are still saying, shine on, because that was one thing.
That's so great.
Raise your energy. People want to have, they want to feel engaged. They want to feel like they have a purpose. They want their morale to be brought up every day. They don't want to go to work. And that. And lunch and learns are awesome. Mm-hmm. And then also the different energy segments that I do at big corporations, if they have like an insurance. And that's kind of that's a sleeper. And then have me come in for 15 minutes, raise them up, because I am a Tai Chi instructor. So sure. Bring them up, get them going, and then they sit back down, but they feel energized.
Right.
And that's that dynamic coming out and saying, here I am, let's do this, feel different, shift it. And this is how you shift it.
Absolutely. When you have the whole idea behind working with energy flow, I know that it sounds slightly metaphysical, but if you really think about it in your office environment, you can have the same subset of employees, same exact subset of employees, and during one quarter, they work great together. During the next quarter, they hate each other. What is the difference? Is it really because you were a great leader or not great leader? Or is it because the energy, you managed the energy well one quarter and you didn't manage the energy well another quarter? Could it be that? Could that be the case? Because you talk about the energy in our workers is low or it's high.
And I like to say that a lot of times it's they're working with their left brain and their right brain.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to do is bring in the right brain, which says, laughter. Laughter's fun. Make it fun. Make it engaging. And that helps with communication.
You bet.
It opens those lines up. Because we all want to walk away feeling like we have a purpose or we made a difference. No matter what we're doing, even at Starbucks, we make a difference and be able to say, I did that today and feel better. And that's what I help to provide to corporations, nonprofits, or just kicking off events. Love kicking off the events.
Absolutely. When you do have a product kickoff or you're launching a new company, whatever the case might be, a new branch of a company, that's when you want to call Angel. It looks like we have just about 30 seconds to close. So I want to just leave my endorsement of Angel, that she is a whole lot of fun. She's a ball of energy. This morning has just been an absolute whirlwind of fun. So if you want that same thing for your business, make sure that you give Angel a call at 623-334-3393, or you can go to angelmarieshines.com.
And you get your shine on. Get your shine on.
Absolutely.
Come on, let's
get
do
your
it.
Shine on. Well, thank you, Angel, for joining us on the show. And this is Kurt Wilhelm, the host of The Social Universe here on Voice America and World Talk Radio. We'll see you all next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's edition of The Social Universe. Please join your host, Kurt Wilhelm, again next Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Now go out and increase your visibility by applying today's newly revealed secrets of the social universe. We'll talk soon.